Hello, and welcome back to the show that helps you learn and improve your American English, and teaches you about our world at the same time. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have one serious item, and one that is much more fun to hear about. First, we tell about spies using computers in an unfair way in the business world. Then we will hear about some brave people who hope to sail a special boat around the world without using any instruments to guide them, just like sailors used to do it many years ago. So pull up a chair, relax for a bit, and then listen to the program on radio or on the internet. As It is coming to you from Washington. The United States recently charged five Chinese military officers with spying on American metal, nuclear, and solar power companies. China immediately rejected the accusations. The charges are evidence of a basic disagreement about what the two countries consider their national security interests. As Ana Mateo reports, that disagreement has affected relations between China and the U.S.
The U.S. government says Chinese spies are secretly using computers at United States Steel Corporation to learn how to reduce steel production costs. Officials say lower prices would drive down world steel prices and company profits. U.S. Steel has cut production and reduced the size of its workforce. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry official Hong Lei angrily dismissed the charges. He said the U.S. move once again shows what he called the domineering attitude and hypocrisy of the U.S. He said China has urged the U.S. to correct its mistakes and remove the so-called charges. Ben Fitzgerald works for the Center for a New American Security, a public policy group in Washington, D.C. He notes that the U.S. government is reported to have spied on foreign companies, but he says it has not done so for economic gain.
We use it for national security, to do counterterrorism, or for state-on-state related intelligence collection, so that our diplomats are better prepared, so that our military professionals know what's coming, as opposed to trying to help our businesses succeed. That's just not part of our conception of how business is done.
However, China considers economic gain as part of its national security interests.
They have a much closer relationship between the health of their economy and their businesses and their national security. Whereas in a U.S. and often a European context, we see those as separate activities.
President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have discussed the industrial espionage issue repeatedly. Jay Carney is a spokesman for Mr. Obama.
This is an issue that has been brought up by President Obama with President Xi in their meetings as recently as in March as a general problem that we have seen and reflects the president's overall concern about cybersecurity.
Yet, as Ben Fitzgerald notes, the charges are a sign that the discussions were not working.
This is really a result of a breakdown in communication between China and the U.S., or a lack of Chinese involvement in taking this problem seriously in closed-door conversations. So now the administration has chosen to make this a public dialogue rather than a private one.
Up until now, the public dialogue has not led to any agreement on this issue. I'm Ana Mateo.
For the first time, a Hawaiian voyaging canoe is sailing around the world. The goal of the trip is to explore how to care for the earth and its oceans. As we hear from Mario Ritter, the people sailing the canoe are using the ancient art of wayfinding to guide the boat on its way.
A Hawaiian voyaging canoe named Hokulea first sailed from Hawaii to Tahiti in 1976. At the time, no one thought the trip would lead to a renewed interest in Polynesian voyaging throughout the Pacific Ocean. The double-hulled canoe became an important sign of local culture. The boat has two support floats, which are tied together. Ben Finney was the first president of the Polynesian Voyaging Society, which made the canoe. Mr. Finney is now 82 years old. He says he and his team wanted to demonstrate it was possible for Polynesians to have explored and settled islands in the Pacific.
Our primary motivation in building and sailing and navigating canoes was to have Hawaiians and other Polynesians and other Pacific Islanders take over the leadership in relearning, reinventing the technology, and in putting it to use and demonstrating its use. So it becomes their project, not my project.
Ben Finney says the Polynesian Voyaging Society wanted to bring back the art of wayfinding, navigating or sailing a canoe without instruments. Years ago, crews guided their boats only by the stars, winds, waves, birds, and other signs of nature. The tradition had been lost in Polynesia. The society turned to an expert navigator in Micronesia. Under his guidance, Nainoa Thompson became the first Hawaiian in 600 years to use the art of wayfinding. He also combined the tradition with modern science. Since then, Mr. Thompson has trained a whole new generation of navigators. Now, he is going on an around-the-world trip called Malama Hanua, or Caring for Our Earth. He says several people influenced his decision to make the trip. They included his friend, the former American astronaut, Lacey Veach.
And he kept saying, I know you need to know how beautiful your island Earth is. It's just one island in space. It's all we got. There's no other island that we can go to. And it's fragile, and it needs to be protected, and Hokulea needs to help us learn and find the way. Take it around the world. That was 22 years ago.
To prepare for the trip, Nainoa Thompson and his crew spent a year sailing around the Hawaiian Islands. They used Hokulea, which means Star of Gladness, and a new canoe called Hikianalia. Both are named after stars that navigators use to guide them back to Hawaii. The crew plans to visit more than 20 countries. One goal of the trip is to influence young people and strengthen a new generation of sailors and navigators. That is why half the crew is under the age of 30. Nainoa Thompson hopes many people will follow the trip online at hokulea.com.
If you don't teach children how to take care of the world, they won't have the tools to do that. So we're not going to go save the world, us guys. All we're trying to do with Hokulea and Hikianalia is do our part, and our part is to sail. And so we want to join that human movement of kindness and compassion on the planet with the belief that collectively we can make a difference.
Once the canoes leave Hawaiian waters, they are not expected to return until 2017. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Jim Tedder. Two more Learning English programs are just seconds away, and there is world news at the beginning of the hour on VOA. Aloha.